you know, so this is our moment of consciousness, is that the number of times that these go through your head is partially how you're creating your reality, right? It's literally a self-fulfilling prophecy. Okay, so let's just do some tapping about these phrases, okay? Tapping through the points. Even though I think of myself as pretty honest, the truth is I lie all the time. I don't speak my truth, or I overspeak my truth, or I manipulate my truth, or I speak my tribe's truth. I'm just going to honor that. It's scary to speak the radical truth. Won't that destroy all my relationships? Won't people hate me? I don't know how to speak my whole truth. I'm just going to honor that instead, I've been using my fifth chakra to speak a whole bunch of programming. I've been saying things that basically are not true. Things like people don't care. People are stupid. That I'm stupid. That I can't figure things out. That nobody will want what I have. That situations are hopeless. I've been speaking the truth inside of me. That I don't measure up. That I'll never get it done. That no one wants to hear what I have to say. And I've been looking out at other people in the world through all my wounds and fears and lying about the world, that it's dangerous, that they're better than me, that they're corrupt, that people out there just don't understand. Or that they're just stupid and ignorant and biased and selfish. That things always turn out bad. Don't get your hopes up. The other shoe's gonna drop. I've been speaking all of these absolutes when none of that is a truth. And I've been speaking about myself in ways that aren't fully true. I haven't spoken my heart's truth. I've used my voice to be silent and hide, to underspeak my truth, to manipulate the flow of information, to persuade people. I've used my voice to tear myself down, to undersell who I am, to undershine, so I don't ruffle any feathers or become too vulnerable. or I've used my voice to overspeak, to overask, to overcomplain. I honor my fifth chakra and all the ways that I'm using it, from my programming, which is totally unconscious, speaking my parents' truth, even when I disagree with it, all the ways I'm using it to shortchange myself, to underestimate what's possible, to paint my life on a canvas filled with limitation. I'm just going to honor my fifth chakra and all the ways that I'm using it, both inside of me, where manifestation begins, and outside into the world. Okay, and take a nice deep breath. And so as we get to the, as we move to upper chakras, in general, the tapping is going to be less intense, right? And it's more about the consciousness. It's more about the awareness in solidifying the aha moments.